chapter of John, the 8th chapter of John, and we got a few verses in this 8th chapter. I want you to drop down to verse 21 through 24 and just place whatever you need there. I don't know how your Bible might be on the same page. It might be on the next page. And then I want you to turn to verses 31 and 32. And then after you do that, then I want you to go all the way down to verse 58. So we got a few verses, but I just know when you do that, God has a word for us. Amen. God has a word for us. And I am so happy to see all of you, to know that you're on. I see your phone number or your name. I know you're on. Hallelujah. Thank you. There's a number there. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And when you have it, just say amen. Or maybe you just watching it on the screen. Amen. That's all right, too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I just want to tell you to declare right now. I have to declare it because that's what God has told me I have to do. This is for you.
Mm.
This is for you. Not one of you. This is for you. And when I say this is for you, your spirit will quicken when he says it's for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is for you. Now let me make a bold declaration. It's for all of us.
Yeah.
Amen.
This is for all of us. All of us. And the word says, and I read King James Version today, then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. And in verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins.
Mercy, Lord.
He was telling them about who he was, and if they didn't believe in who he was, they were going to die in their sins. Then in verse 31 and 32, he said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Thank you, Lord.
Then there was some more discourse, but I just want to get down to verse 58. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
My God.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Before Abraham was, I am.
Praise God.
Thank
and
you.
We man. Just have Thank you. Two questions for us today. Who is Jesus? And who is Jesus to me? I told you it's for you. It's for you. It's for all of us. I'm not asking you who Jesus is to you. God is asking us to declare for ourselves, who is Jesus to me? Mm. Who is Jesus? And who is Jesus to me? Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I got to confess, y'all. I got to confess as I was in the spirit of the Lord, and it's just meditation when I asked that question and I saw it. This is what I saw, y'all. This is what I saw in my world when I was in the spirit of the Lord with God. And when I said, who is Jesus to me? I just saw a praise going up in the house. I saw a praise in this building. He's my savior. He's my all in all. I just saw people all over the place just declaring who Jesus is, because it's something about that thing, that something on the inside, that when you say, this is what I saw, y'all, this is what I saw. I saw the angels in heaven and the elders around the throne, that they were praising God. I was sort of in the place where John was when they said, who is Jesus to me? They just began to declare all glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah to my Savior. Oh,
yes.
That's what I saw. I went to that place that I saw what's to be, and that's what is to be. But I'm thankful that God just said, just speak and watch whatever, because people know me. People know me. And so I just want to ask the question, who is Jesus to you?
Mm.
Now you ask the question for yourself, who is Jesus to me?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, first off, before you answer that question, let me share something. Let's do with the first one. Who is Jesus? Well, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Well, Jesus is a lot of things. Jesus is a lot. He is so awesome. He is so wonderful. He is so powerful. He is so mighty. Jesus is all in all. He is everything that we need. I'm just making that statement. You might not believe it all yet, but guess what? One day, if you believe in Jesus, you will know that he's all those things. And I've got some scripture listed there, and I'm going to move behind this slide because I wanted to try and just help put it together. So first thing we need to understand, I'm sorry, second thing we need to understand is who is Jesus? The word said, let's look at the word. Don't look at me. Who is the word? First, the word said, his direct declaration of who is to come. If you look at Matthew 1:21, it talks about who is to come. What? He's the savior of the world. That's who is to come. Matthew 1:21 says it clearly. So if we look at that and say, he is the declaration. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall what? Save his people from this. That was a declaration of who Jesus is, y'all. Yeah, I didn't make it up. That's what he told Mary. He said what? And she shall bring forth a what? A child, and thou shalt what? Call him. He already had a name, y'all. He already had a name, but not only had a name, his purpose was established before he was even here. So what? He shall what? Save his people. You and me.
Thank you, Lord.
And all those around us. That's what Jesus was supposed to do. If you didn't look at Luke 2:11, and y'all know we've just been studying Luke, right? We've been studying Luke, right? Says what? He's the declaration of what? Jesus is born. Oh, not only what was going to happen before he got here, but what does it say? For to you what? Is born this day in the city of David, what? A savior. A savior, which is what? Christ the Lord. So not only was his name there, his purpose was there. He what? Shall save his people. And on this day, the savior is born. Somebody going to get the picture here. You're going to get it. Who is Jesus? I'm not here to try and make up anything. This is who Jesus is. This is who Jesus is. You don't believe me? Look at Acts. Look at the book of Acts. Chapter 5, verse 31. Look at what God said. He was raised up to be prince and savior. In chapter 5 of Acts, when they were talking about who he is, verse 31 said, him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Now, I don't know about you, but we've been studying now for 3 weeks, and what? The first thing he said, what? There is forgiveness. Oh, he was raised up to be a prince. He was raised up to be a savior. What? To give forgiveness. That's who God is.
Thank you, Lord.
So, I don't want there to be any confusion. Who is Jesus? Jesus is what? He's the same as the baby born to save us. Who is Jesus? He was born and there were witnesses, y'all. Who is Jesus? He's a prince and a savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can continue on. This was said over and over and over about who he is. It says, trust in the living God in 1 Timothy 4:10. Look at that. Trust in the living God, not in a dead God, not in a statue of God, but in the living God. Why? So that all can believe. He says what? Look at it. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. Now, this is what Paul told Timothy. What? Because and suffer reproach. Because we trust in the living God, not a dead God, but the living God, who is the savior of all men, especially of those what that believe. I just got a question here. I got a question. It's not on the screen. Do you believe in Jesus?
Amen.
Is there anybody here that believes in Jesus? Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus died. He's a living God and he's your savior. So you can say, I believe in Jesus. Jesus is my savior.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus is my all in all.
Jesus is my power. Jesus' purpose was to save me. And he's accomplishing purpose in my life. So that now that I'm saved, I can go on and on and on. So thank you, God. Somebody just say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody
thank
say, hallelujah, God. Somebody
thank
get
you,
your
Lord.
Shout on. You can get off screen. Yeah. You can do your dance. You can turn whatever it
my
is that you that brings you joy, because you know Jesus is your savior.
Yeah.
And guess what? Yeah. Your savior ain't dead.
Thank you, Lord.
So there are too many people who worship a God that's dead. There's too many people that have saviors that are dead. Jobs are dead. They ain't gonna last forever. They go away. They might come back. Best friends, sometimes they die. Parents, sometimes they move on to their next phase in life, which is to be with God, and they're not here. They can't be our savior. But we serve a God that's a living God.
Thank you, Lord.
Where the body lay. They can't find the body because the body ain't here. He's a living God.
Yes.
Word says, that's what the word says. It ain't what I said. That's what the word says. You don't have to stop here. Go over to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 5 and 9, y'all. It says some more there. I said, I put it up here. So it said what? Salvation is obtained by our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't get it on your own. But it's obtained by what our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So we look really, that's a mistake. Hallelujah, Jesus. First Timothy.
Glory to the Lamb.
First Timothy. Nope.
I don't even think that's it.
That's not it either. Hallelujah. Hold on. Thank you for looking. I just typed a mistake. That's the typo, y'all. There's a typo, y'all. In the name of Jesus. 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 I'll come back to that. But salvation is attained by our Lord Jesus Christ, not on our own. Then we was proving what? That Christ died, was buried, and rose. He was seen by the witnesses. So if you go to 1 Corinthians, in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, you have to read the whole chapter. But it says what? He died, y'all. But then what? He was seen by others. Said, look, more brother, I declare to you the gospel which I preach unto you, which is also you receiving where you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory that I preach. He said, what? But I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I was received, how that Christ died for our sins, what, according to the scriptures, that he was buried and he rose in verse 4, and again the third day according to the scriptures, verse 5, and that he was what, seen of Cephas, them of the 12, and after that he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained until this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then all the apostles, and after that I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not meant to be called an apostle, because what, I persecute, but said, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace was bestowed upon me. Paul's right, it was bestowed upon, yet not I, but the grace of God. Say what? He was seen, he was risen, and guess what? He's alive forevermore. We need to know today that's who Christ is. Do you know who Jesus is?
My Lord.
Will you share with others who Jesus is?
My God, thank you.
Can you answer the question on your own who Jesus is? Jesus is our savior. He's more than others. There's so many things. We got all kind of names for him. We got all kind of situations. But the first thing and foremost thing is that he is our savior. If he's not your savior, then you won't believe on him. You don't have to believe me. Go back to our message today. Go back to our scripture today. There were those who were looking at this scripture that did not believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They did not believe in Jesus. And so when Jesus was making these declarations, look at what they were saying.
Yes.
Jesus said, I go my way and you seek me and shall die in your sins, in verse 21. What? You know what? You cannot come. This said the Jew. They start asking questions like people ask today. He going to kill himself? How can he say, where he go, I can't go? We can follow you. Y'all know how our mind thinks, right? We can walk after you. We can trail you. We can do what we want to do. We can do that. And he said to them, ye are from beneath. He said, no, you can't go where I go because you're from this world.
Yes.
I am from above. I came from my father. I am not of this world. I said what? I said therefore to you that ye shall die in your sin. What? And here's the cop. Here's the responsibility. If you don't believe that I am, if you don't believe in me, that I am the savior, you shall surely die. Are you like the unbelievers? No, you've already declared. But how many people are like the unbelievers? How many people out there don't know Jesus as their savior? How many people have not heard the truth? How many people are not there? And that's why he jumped down to verse 31 and 32. He said, what? This said Jesus to the Jews. And this is what he's saying to us today. Who is Jesus? He's saying to us today, what? He said, what? That we believe in him. If ye continue in what? My word, then ye are what? My disciples. Now, what is a disciple? Someone who follows Christ. Well, let me say, let me say first, we need to understand Jesus is what? He is our Savior. Well, do you know what a Savior is? Let's look at the word Savior. Savior, the soter. Savior is a deliverer that is God or Christ. That's what the Strong's Concordance says. A deliverer, someone who comes to take away your situation, your pain, the problem that is in front of you. Christianity says God or Jesus Christ is the redeemer of sin and savior of souls. Now, there's another definition out there that we got to be careful with. A person who saves someone or something, especially a country or a cause, from danger and who's regarded with the veneration of a religious figure. It means that, hey, you do something good for us. You're our savior. You took us out of debt, or you took us out of this situation, or you took us that, but you can't save my soul. But we liken you to a religious figure. Some people make the Pope their religious figure. Some people make Buddha their religious figure. Some people make Mother Teresa their religious figure. Some people make their pastors their religious figure. That we are not your savior. We are not the one who saved. Do we help you in times of trouble with the word? Absolutely. Will we hug you sometimes when you need comfort? Absolutely. But we are not your savior. We're someone who's doing the work of the savior. Your savior who paid the price for your sins is Jesus Christ. Not your pastor, amen, not your deacon, not your best teacher or your best BFF, or not somebody that you work with, not somebody that you become good friends. Your savior is Jesus. Now, we are working for the work of the Lord, so we help, but the savior only comes from Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The savior only comes from Jesus. So we say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We say, thank you, Lord. 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 And just let me go. That scripture is not 2 Timothy, it's 1 Thessalonians 5 and 9, y'all. It's 1 Thessalonians 5 and 9. And just go read it so you know what it says. Thank you, Lord God. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 9, it says, look, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to what? Obtain salvation. To obtain salvation by who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. We only get salvation through Jesus. So who is Jesus? Somebody say, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus?
Our Savior.
Our Savior. Did anybody else believe that he's our Savior?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody else said what? Our Redeemer, right? Our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're on our way, y'all. Who do you say that he is?
The Christ.
So I'm going to ask again, just tell us who, somebody, everybody, just shout out who Jesus is to you. He's Christ. He's our Redeemer. He's our Savior.
Our healer.
Way sure.
Our provider. Our
healer. Waymaker.
Our provider. Our waymaker.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Any
our
others?
Comforter.
Who Jesus
my
is. Our comforter.
The way.
Our rock. The
He's
way.
My rock.
The way. He's my
God
rock.
Almighty.
God Almighty, hallelujah, yes, hallelujah.
King of kings, Lord of
kings. King of kings, Lord of lords, hallelujah.
Lord,
so,
hallelujah.
Can
the
we,
great
can we
I am, the one and only
Savior. Now, Father God, I see what hallelujah. You showed me, Lord God. We're declaring
yes,
the name of Jesus. He's the wonderful counselor. Lord, we're declaring hallelujah. Who you are. So, Father, receive
wonderful.
Our praise.
Hallelujah.
Receive our understanding, Lord. Receive yes, our submission yes, to who you are. But I come to tell you today, I need to just make sure there's one thing you know today. Jesus is Savior first.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Before
Amen.
He can be your waymaker, he's got to be your Savior. Before Amen. He can be your comforter, Amen. He's got to be your Savior. Before
yes,
he can
sir.
Be your healer, he's got to be your Savior. Because without being your Hallelujah. Savior, you might do something, but you don't hold on to it. You don't know for sure. You're just taking a benefit. But you got to know him as Savior to claim all of who he is.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? He is Jesus. He is my Savior. He is our Savior. He says, yes. He says that I am the I am. Same thing that God said to Moses. Who should I say that I told him? Say, tell him that I am that I am. And here Jesus says that I am.
Yes.
Oh, you might not believe in the Trinity. Some people don't, but I'm okay. He said the same words that God said, I am. Yes. He is the great I am. No, I don't know if I'm going to finish this, but I just took the liberty. We're going to talk about who is Jesus to me. Who is this is personal to you, personal to me. I can't make this up for you. I can't make you believe it. You got to believe it for yourself. And when you do, watch what God would do. Read the line across the bottom. Say, he's a provider. He's a healer. He's peace. He's joy. He's a banner. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. Somebody else said he's a redeemer. He's a saint. All these things are proven out in the scripture, y'all. In the scripture. In Isaiah 9 and 6, it said what? He's a wonderful counselor, right? You know what he said in Isaiah. You've read it. We talk about it all the time. What? Especially around Christmas. What? The prophecy of who Jesus is.
Amen.
And that's true. But what Amen. They didn't tell you back when they were talking about him to come was you had to accept him. Isaiah said, hey, this is who he is. Unto us a child is born this day. What? And what? The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is all of those things. But guess what? For us to understand and accept all those things, we got to know him, what? As Savior. Go to Isaiah 59 and 20, y'all. Talks about what? In 59 and 20, he is what? He's our Redeemer, y'all. He's our Redeemer, y'all. He's our Redeemer. Said, oh, look what he shall do. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion and to them that turn from transgression. What? And Jacob saith the Lord. That's who he is. That's what he is. We know him. Somebody know John 1 and 1. Oh, what does it say in John? Somebody quote it for me. I don't have to go look it up, do I? You know what it says. Come on, somebody. Somebody said, in the beginning, what?
And it was the word.
So what? The word. He is God. He's the word. He's God. He's the Almighty God, the most holy God, the most high God. He is God. No, he's not somebody who looks like God. He's not somebody who imitates God. He is God. And God has controlled everything. Somebody said, well, one of the problems we have with scientific reason is we don't know when things start. Well, I have to tell you, I'm just like Dr. Tony Evans said. Dr. Tony Evans said, it's not something for you to figure out. It's something for you to accept. Before anything was, God was. You were in trouble. Before anything was, God was. That's why he can create the heaven and the earth. That's why he can speak it into existence. That's why he can say, I will make man in my image and blow his spirit. That's why he created and he gave man power to name every single thing. That's why, hey, I don't know about you. I don't like the roaches. I don't like the ants and I don't like the spiders, but God created them. And then God let man name them so they belong to God. Uh-oh, somebody been delivered, y'all. You don't have to like them, but they got a purpose. Oh, look out, God. Yes, God, you are awesome. Yeah. You are supreme. God made the snakes, y'all. He made the serpent, y'all. He knew the serpent was going to deny. So the serpent got to walk on the bed. Y'all don't understand what's behind that. Y'all don't understand. The serpent used to walk upright. Y'all don't. In my spiritual mind, the serpent used to walk upright like everything else. But when he sinned and he deceived me, God said, you will be on your belly. And that's why the serpent crawls around like a snake. He does. Because God commanded that it should be. Somebody said, well, you can't read that. All I know, I didn't think he was on the belly. God said, you will forever be on your belly.
My God.
So who is God? God is all things. God is all things. Now here we go. John 15 and 15. And actually 13 through 15. God says what? Look at what Jesus said, who he is. Who he is. Somebody said it. I hear you say it. I said it myself too. God is what? He's my friend. He said what? Greater love have no man than this, that a man what? Laid down his life for his friends. Say what? Ye are my friends. If you what? Do whatsoever I commit. Uh-oh, there's a requirement here. There's a responsibility.
My God.
Do soever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Now, I got to forewarn you. I got to forewarn you. When you have conversations, a lot of people say, Jesus is my friend. That's a wonderful thing. And I'm glad they do, because Jesus is your friend. But you need to qualify something every now and then. You say he's your friend. Why is Jesus your friend? Because we live in a society today, friends don't mean anything.
My God.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting y'all business. But if you're on Facebook and you got friends, how many are really your friends and how many are acquaintances or acquaintance of somebody else? I grew up in a time friendship was special. I got a friend now I ain't seen in a long time, and we cut our fingers. We're going to be blood brothers friends. And guess what? We stick by each other over and over and over. Why? Because that's what friends did. Today, we use friends so lightly, but that's not what Jesus said. He said, I call you friends, because now you know what I want for you. You know how I love you. You know what I'll do for you. You know I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know that I'll be with you all. You know I'm your healer. You know I'm your provider. You know I'm your peace when you're upset. I'm your joy when there's nothing to have joy about. When somebody hit you on your head and taking your job away and calling you all manner of things, I'm still your joy. I'm still your friend. God.
Hallelujah.
I'm your way maker when you're in the middle of darkness and you can't see your way. I'm your miracle worker because guess what? Only by the power and grace of God did this come through.
Amen.
So I ask the question, who is Jesus to me?
Yeah,
now, I'm not saying he's not your friend. But if he's your friend, there's a word that comes before that, which means he's your savior. Now, if he's your friend and he's not your savior, we need to do some fact checking. Because you're not all the way there. I'm just being bold. I got to go with the truth. If he's your friend and not your savior, you're in danger.
Amen.
Because he's got to be your savior first. Once he becomes your savior, he gives you all the privileges of friendship.
My God.
So today, when we run around and we're talking with people, we need to be in the spirit and listen.
Yes.
Because I know some people, they say, JC is my friend. Well, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb. What does that mean? He's my friend. You know, it said in the Bible, he's my friend. Yes, he did. And he said that after what? He spent some time with folks. Do you know what had to come first?
Yes. Leave on him and accept him. Jesus.
When they say, oh, yeah, I'm saying he's my savior. Oh, hallelujah, let's rejoice. But if he's your friend and you can't call him savior or your redeemer, then we got a problem.
Amen.
Because now we're looking at Jesus like Facebook. And that's not what the word
says. My God.
So that's why I question, who is Jesus to me? I can't tell you who he is to you. I've told you who he is. Glory to the Lamb for who he is. Only you can answer the question, who is Jesus to me? And when you know who he is to you, oh God, there will be a sign, y'all. There will be a sign because there will be some fruit on your tree.
My God.
I don't have to ask you the question. I'll just see the fruit on your tree. You'll change your picture on your Facebook. You'll change your picture that people see. You'll change your wording to speak love. You'll change your wording to be involved with somebody and be concerned about somebody. And it's not, you'll change to know that. Thank you, Brother James. They brought it up again. I don't have to kneel, know anything about it. I'm just going to praise your God in advance. And it's going to come true because that's just who you are. He'll walk around, bullet through. He'll walk around, shout all over. He'll walk around and stand upright. He'll walk around and be safe. We'll travel over the highways and byways, and guess what? We'll get there safe. We'll be going through something. We'll lose our loved ones, but we'll rejoice. Why? Because they knew Jesus. Because they knew Jesus, we know we got a reunion. We've already got a ticket that's been paid. We'll understand something. That no weapon formed against me, no matter what they say down here, I can walk here and I can walk there. And I can say hi, and I can say bye, and I can speak truth, and the truth will set the captives free. That's what Jesus said. I'm your friend. I'm your savior. I will set the captives and set them at liberty.
Yes.
So who is Amen. Who is Jesus to me?
Oh God.
That's the question today. That's the question today. Who is Jesus? We know that. We understand that. We see it. There's more than I shared with you. I can't share it all, but as you read daily and you study daily, Jesus becomes more and more and more. I don't know about you. I've been thinking about Jesus and studying Jesus for 30 years and more. Guess what? It don't matter. It's actually over 40-some years, and it don't matter. I learn every day more of who Jesus is, and until the day that there's no breath in my body, I'm going to learn more. And can I tell you the truth? After the breath in my body is long, when I get to heaven, and I see Jesus, I'm going to learn some more. You know why? Because yeah. I'm going to see what he looks like, y'all. I don't know what he looks like now, but when I get to heaven, I'm going to see my Savior's face. And when I see my Savior's face, I'm going to say, glory to you, my Father. Glory to you, Abba, Father. Holy, holy, holy. Your word is true, and Jesus, the truth set me free. So thank you, Lord. I'm around the throne. Thank you, Lord. I'm not looking to my left. I'm just looking at you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
I don't live this life.
Glory to your name.
I don't live this life, and I don't want you to live this life for what we get down here. I want you to live this life for where you're going. I want you to live this life to complete your race. I want you to live this this life so you can see Jesus, so you can see your Savior, so you know. And when you get there, you'll be able to understand it. He died for you. He did this just so I can make it. He did this so I can see him. He did this to give me his peace and his joy. He's the great I am. He's the I am. That's what he said. He said, I am before Abraham, y'all. Before Isaac and Jacob, he said, I am. Before Big Mama and Big Daddy, he said, I am. Before Mama and Daddy, I am. Before your spouse or your children, I am. He's the great I am.
Yes, yes,
yes, Lord.
So who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to me? To me. Well, I don't have no more to say about that. God said, I just want you to know, tell me who he is. And so that's between you and God, y'all. You and God, you can say it now. You can say it later. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's my all in all. He's the
thank you.
I am. He's
thank
my
you.
Way maker. He's my wheel in the middle of a wheel. Yeah. He's my dry bones that now stand and march like a great army. He's my, when I'm all alone by myself and I can't think straight, he's my foundation to make me whole. He's the thinker for me. He's the lifter of my soul. And we can go on and on and on, but he is Christ, the Savior of the world.
Yes.
He's my everything.
The
Hallelujah.
Living God, my everything.
Glory. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.